So I wanted to ask in regards to on the tank event, how sometimes you might give a lot of books, but I find it quite hard to actually induce people to make a step to come to the temple. And I was wondering if you could offer any advice in regards to even cultivating people a bit more.
Well, our main business is to distribute books and that people come to the temples is a sort of byproduct of people getting the books, but the time lag in between their coming to temples will vary on how much Krishna consciousness they've practiced or in previous lifetimes, or how pious they are, or if they get any further contact. Just because they don't come to temples also doesn't necessarily mean that they're not practicing Krishna consciousness. A lot of people you meet out there who got the books, who chant Hare Krishna, but it's not even immediately obvious when you read a book that there are temples, of course, unless you got it printed in the back. The fact that people aren't coming to temples doesn't mean that they're neither reading the books nor becoming Krishna conscious. It just means that that phase of Krishna consciousness, where they come to an established place of worship, hasn't necessarily manifest. It's a process of planting seeds, and as those seeds are watered, they grow, and people develop through different phases of devotional service of Krishna consciousness. But there are so many people out there, literally 7 billion people in the world, and for book distributors, their service is to give people the opportunity to read, even just touch the books, and then they may read them later on. And then when you go out on Harinam, then it's another aspect of cultivation. People may make connection between the books that they've gotten and what he's doing Harinam. By hearing the chanting, it furthers their faith and development. Come to a restaurant, eat prasadam. So all of these things just all contribute to a natural development or evolution, which for those devotees who are living in temple, distributing books, already practicing Krishna consciousness, for them it may appear that it's something that happens all at once, but that's because they don't see the picture of what happened to them previously and in previous lives, or what it is that made them join all of a sudden. So for the most part, in Kali Yuga, people haven't practiced Krishna consciousness before. So that's why Prabhupada says, in order to practice Krishna consciousness, that means you must have practiced it sometime in the past. So maybe some devotees have, but many other people won't have. Therefore, we need to give them the opportunity, either by hearing the holy name, either by getting a book, which may just begin with just giving a donation. Then reading the book comes after that. And gradually, by their performing enough devotional service, those things start to mature. And then you get to see them. So we're planting seeds, not in a field where there's a lot of things growing already. We're planting in this field where nothing grows. Nothing's growing, and where it's also very hard to get anything to grow. And therefore, we need to just be patient and see the larger picture, what's happening over the next 10,000 years, and what's happening in people's lives, maybe over decades, or maybe over many lives. But not something that just necessarily happening from moment to moment. For some people, it's their fortune. More on that.
So I guess it's just seeing trying to see the bigger picture.
Say that again.
So I guess it's just trying to see the bigger picture. Because I was telling these stories about devotees and I go out in Sankirtan and like make a lot of contacts, you know, bring a lot of people back to the temple. So I was sort of understanding that's what, you know, to judge if you're successful or not. I always thought,
well, the success is the effort, and then the result, that's something else. We may try in different ways to get good result, but ultimately our main business and success is really just making a real, sincere, and intelligent effort. And then, yeah, we have to see the bigger picture. We're only a small part of a big picture. What about the devotees who are coming after us in successive generations will be much more powerful and much more potent. Maybe they'll be able to do things like that. Just by meeting people on the street, people immediately become devotees because their sound vibration will be so pure and so potent that they'll have that type of effect. But we have to, you know, we're developing, we're giving a field for those devotees to come. Seeing the bigger picture, it's an important thing. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, even there were so many great devotees, but even in his time already, Krishna consciousness started to become contaminated and to wane. After Lord Chaitanya disappeared, then there were other other groups and so on who really contaminated the atmosphere. Devotees stopped. They didn't take Lord Chaitanya's mission very much to heart, so it didn't really spread. So in one place, Krishna consciousness died throughout many times over the last 500 years. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladevi Jibhusan, they had to revive it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to revive it. And then almost immediately again, Srila Prabhupada had to revive it. From Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, in terms of at least the preaching spirit and the mission. So that's also the bigger picture, in that the bigger picture is painted on the canvas of the material world, and it's a tough place. So we need to have nice ideals, because it's those ideals that inspire us to go forward. But we shouldn't get discouraged, even if all of our efforts just make one person Krishna conscious. That's already successful. That's already enough.